Welcome back in the zone on the Buzz Radio Network.
Oof. Feel good? That feel good?
Feeling worse than that thought is,
That thought. Yes.
Nobody likes that thought. The
exactly.
only worse than that is watch your team go on a 7-game losing streak. The rumor that Arkansas is thinking about renaming the football field the Grassy Knoll because of the miserable sadness that has overcome people when they go to the...
That's just sad.
Not true. Not true. But as I said before the break, there is hope on the hardwood.
Hope? Give it to me.
Hey, Justin, man, I'm so honored to be on. But, you know, I don't like coming into Johnny Taylor, who's making love to your old lady. We're going to have another introduction for me.
There is no question. Emo, I let everybody pick their own open music. So what's it going to be?
I'm going to have to get with Headband and pick my own music.
I understand.
I don't want that one.
Okay, so Ernie feels about that song like most of us felt about A.J. Derby on that Wildcat play the other day. I don't know which one. I just know not that one.
Pretty equal.
Yeah, I know not that one. So
yeah, we got to get something else.
Yes, 99 points scored. That's a up and a down. I mean, it's great news, and they won in dominating fashion. But I wanted to see the century mark hit, Ernie. That's so much fun.
Well, you know, Justin, you know, we played a team that's not on the level that we are, and we scored 99 points. I hope the fans don't get spoiled and think, you know, every night we're going to go out and score 99 points. What I like about this basketball team that I didn't see last year, I see togetherness. I see guys trying to get the job done. Versus last year, I thought the basketball team stood around and watched the Marshawn Powell and the BJ Young show. So this year, I think the basketball team is going to do it by committee. You know, you look at a guy like Cody Clark, who is steady. Look at Landis Harris. You know, guys are stepping up and fail. You know, so you've got three or four guys that can consistently score. But what really worries me about this basketball team is we got to find an identity. Who's going to be the leader? Who's going to have the ball when the game is on the line? You know, we got a couple games coming up. Louisiana on Friday, excuse me. We turn around and play LSU on Monday. And then we'll find out what we really got when we go to Hawaii. We come up with a very talented California team. And I think that we'll find out really where this basketball team is headed. It's early, and you know, I always tell people when it's early, everybody gets excited. But we're really going to find out where we are as a basketball program when we go on the road, when we go to Maui, when we got to sleep in somebody else's bed, and we don't have fans that's screaming, it's hard to be humble when you're an Arkansas Razorback. So we're going to really find out about this basketball team. But what I like is I see togetherness, and if they can just get Kai Madnack right, I think this basketball team has a great chance of getting them back to the big game.
Yeah, it's Louisiana, then SMU. And then, again, the Maui Invitation, which we're going to have live coverage from. Rainey will be there. Trey will be there. And Emo making it over to the island.
I'll be on the island as well. I'll tell you what. You know, y'all don't need to bring Johnny Taylor no more because it puts me in a bind because I'm taking my wife. I don't want to hear that song when I'm coming on the air.
Oh, no
but,
doubt about
you know,
it.
I had a chance to go up, Justin, and assess the basketball team a couple weeks ago. And I really like this basketball team because Coach Anderson does a unique thing after practice. He bring them all to the middle of the floor, and they hold this rope. It's sort of weird to me. And he goes around to each player at the end of practice, and the highest get yourself is a five. And what I liked about this basketball team, nobody on the team gave themselves more than 3.5. So five is great, 3.5, we really need to work, and this team is working. And I like the attitude. When I see guys in the gym when practice is over, putting up 500 jump shots, shooting 150 extra free throws, then that shows me the dedication and the commitment. I want this program back to where we used to be just rocking and rolling, and people used to fear Razorback basketball.
That would be nice. Ernie Murray joining us in the zone on the Stickies Rock and Roll Chicken Check hotline. So these games over in Maui are important for a couple of reasons, and we've talked about it off the air a little bit. A, to see where you are. B, from an RPI standpoint, because the non-conference schedule, let's just be frank, ain't great.
Well, and that's why I said these three games in Maui are pivotal games, because if you go over there and you go 2-1 or 3-0, then that's going to really help your RPI, because I think Gonzaga's over there, Syracuse is over there, California, just to mention a few schools. If we go over there and win 2 out of 3 games, I think it's going to be a great deal for us. We go there and go 0-3, I think it's really going to hurt this basketball team because, as you said, our non-conference schedule is not the greatest. But, you know, the SEC overall basketball right now is down as far as RPI. But, you know, with Kentucky, you know, that's a big drop-off when you leave Kentucky. But I tell people this all the time. Kentucky don't recruit, they select. And when you got guys that are one and done and the coaches are selling that, that's where kids want to go. Every kid that plays Division One basketball, I don't care where you play, your ultimate dream is to get to some next level and continue playing basketball. But just to get the nail on the head, this tournament in Maui is so crucial to the Razorbacks.
Ernie Murray joining us on the Stickies Rock and Roll Chicken Shack Hotline. When you look at the conference schedule, which, again, Arkansas will have to finish very high, I would think, in the SEC, regardless of the non-con, even if they do well in Maui, to make it to the tournament. You know, what do you make of this group? Obviously, Kentucky appears to be the class of the conference, although most of these guys we've not seen play in a competitive ball game. But what do you make of the conference? What do you think the Arkansas's chances are of finishing higher than they were predicted to finish in the preseason?
You know, Justin, sometimes the best thing you can do is not be picked to win because you have no pressure to win. Mm-hmm. So I think this team needs to win all their home games in the conference. And you've got to win at least 3 or 4 conference games on the road. And I think that puts you in good position to get in the tournament. Now, everybody knows Kentucky is a lot. I think Tennessee is going to be great this year. I mean, I just think the SEC has a chance to get 3 or 4 basketball games. What I think is really hurt the SEC maybe is Kentucky being so dominant and nobody really being able to compete with them. I think the parity in the SEC is just so far off. You know, you got the great Kentucky, and then everybody else is fighting trying to get behind Kentucky. I just think this basketball team has to take them. As I say it all the time, one game at a time. Can't overlook anybody. You know,
right.
Think about it. We play great at home, and then we go on the road, and it's a totally different basketball game. To win on the road, I think you have to be mentally tough, and you have to do the right thing. You know, sometimes in football and arenas, just take bad shots to get away with. But on the road, you got to play smart. And I think this basketball team has to understand you got to play hard. One thing I did to tell Marcus Wade, I told him one thing. Stop pump faking and shoot the basketball.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you pump fake 5 times, you throw your own self off. And, you know, think about it. If you pump fake 5 times, you off balance. You know, I like Chico because Chico puts me a lot of mind on myself. He come to play every game. He don't take days off. And sometimes a guy that, you know, that don't have the silver spoon in his mouth is the guy that's going to give you the extra effort. And I think what we got going right now there is a violent basketball. We finally got some guys that we're not depending on 2 guys. You know, you got the young guys. You know, you don't know what Bobby Portis is going to do. You don't exactly know what he's going to do because he hasn't been on the road yet.
Mm-hmm.
But when he flies to Maui, Hawaii, and plays, he'll be able to find out really what type of basketball player. Does he have the skills? Yeah. Now, what worries me about this team a little bit is sometimes they have those spurts where they can't score. You know, and you've got to be able to put the basketball in the hole. I don't care how many times you steal it. If you can't put it in the hole, it's really no good. And our goal in Coach Anderson's system is to make our defense be our offense. And when we got to get turnovers and we got to get the game in a 94-foot basketball game.
Ernie, Anthelon Bell, 5 of 6 from beyond the arc, 6 of 9 from the floor. Is that something you expect to see from him throughout the year, or do you just have a good night?
I expect to see that from him throughout the year. But what I would like to see him do now, since everybody knows, Justin, that he can shoot the three-pointer, I would like for him to face, to step inside, take a couple dribbles to make the mid-range jumper. If he adds that to his game, it's going to really help him. And then you got a guy like Cody Clark, Michael Qualls. Michael Qualls, to me, is a great basketball player. He just, to me, is the key to this basketball team because he can do it on both ends of the court. And he's long. 6'4", 6'5", very athletic.
Mm-hmm.
I like Dale. I liked him last year, but I thought he had success. And sometimes you can have success as a freshman, and you start reading about how great you are, and then you don't work hard. And I think that's what happened last year. Remember this, in any sport, if you're dependent on freshmen, it's going to be up and down. You got to depend on your sophomores, your juniors, the guys who've been in your program and know your team.
Razorback football fans know that all too well, I guess.
You know what? Get off my football hog. I'll tell you what. They're coming. They're just not there yet. It may be next year before they get there, but I like what I'm seeing. Hey, we're going to play smash mouth football. And as Bruce James said this morning, our defensive end, I said this all along, Trey Flowers is big time.
Yep.
I think he's big time. But guess what? We're a football team. We're growing. And you know, as everybody said, we hadn't won in years. Hey, it takes time. And I'm going to say this on air, and I may get in trouble. We don't grow them, okay? We not LSU. We not Alabama. We don't have all the athletes that they pull from. So we got to do a better job of turning guys that are mid-majors into major players. We don't grow them every year. So that's what we're dealing with in football. And in basketball, if you can get three guys that are good players, you got a chance. In football, it takes much more.
Fair point. Ernie Murray, waxing philosophical, and we'll have a better open song coming next time. Arkansas, Louisiana on Friday. We will have that game on the buzz, and we will have a recap of it with Ernie next week. Ernie, appreciate the time, my man. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, take care, Jeff. I'll be safe.
See you, buddy. It's Ernie's what you think it means. Hey, RJ.
Hey, Justin.
What a press conference yesterday. We got one chipper, happy-go-lucky coach, and one who looks like he's trying to stare a hole through a brick wall in Scott Maxfield. He's just a scary dude. As I've said before, I don't think he's ever killed anyone, but I do think he's buried some bodies somewhere.
Or he's thought about it, one of the two. And we put the over-under at three blinks during the during the press conference, and I counted two, and I think Phil got Phil said he got one and a half in. So either way, it was great. And the Battle of the Ravine is this Saturday, 2 o'clock at AU Williams Stadium in Arkadelphia. Wichita versus Henderson, and I'm telling you, everybody's told me the same thing 3 years ago. If you haven't been, you need to at least try it out. Just go one time because it's a unique experience. I went the very first time I went, I'm thinking, it's just a football game. It is what it is. I went, and it's totally cool. Just because of the small-town atmosphere, everybody gets into it, and it's not at the U of A level. It's not at the high school level. It's that mixture in between, and it's a lot of fun.
Here's the more important thing.
Yes.
We've got Turkey Bowl tonight.
Yes, and we are going to – who are we playing, the KATV team?
We are playing a team led by Chris Kane. This is the Junior Achievement Turkey Bowl. I am assuming if you show up with a team at 6 o'clock, you'll be able to get in. It's all for a great charity in Junior Achievement, and they go, of course, into schools and help kids with life skills and some basic business principles. It's a great, great organization. Certainly appreciate Chad and the folks at Junior Achievement let us be in part of it. But really, it's just an outlet for us to try to make Chris Kane feel like less of a man, which he needs to be knocked down a notch or two right now. He's pretty cocky.
I want to make him cry.
Cocky.
Because here's the thing. Mr. Daybreak over here gets on TV and thinks he's a little hot shot. He doesn't want to go hang out with his friends anymore. No, he's got a wife now. He's a big shot on TV.
He's got a dog. That's what's
true. Oh, he's got a dog. You know what? Last time I actually hung out with my friend here was, what, before the wedding?
97.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the deal.
Fun times.
I want to make him
fun
cry.
Fun times.
You and me.
Yeah.
Tuck, who is one of our great listeners,
yes,
is going to join us.
He's a great bowler.
We actually have a friend from out of town who's going to join us. I have no idea if he's ever bowled before.
I hope so.
And then my wife.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. And then so it's going to be you.
My wife.
Your wife. A viewer listener.
Yes.
And his girlfriend.
His fiance. And by the way, Derek, he's big enough to where he might just throw the ball down there bocce ball style and just knock all the pins down.
And then Sugarcane's Diddy's coming out tonight.
Yeah, I'm going to try to get the old papa out tonight.
Have you talked to him?
Not yet. He's probably listening right now and is finding out.
Mark, you've been paged. You've been served, son. You better be out tonight.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to raising money for kids.
Yep.
And I'm looking a lot. That's like the main thing to beating you, Chris Kane.
What is the one sport you would love to do that you've never done? Sully and I were talking about doing a UCA volleyball game since they've had such a great run lately. Doing play-by-play of that. Play-by-play of bowling is something I grew up in. There was a guy named Jim Zobel who used to be the voice of the Iowa Hawkeyes.
Yeah.
In fact, he used to call Coach Bielema's games, I guarantee you. Used to do this bowling show on Saturday mornings. It was called Let's Go Bowling with Jim Zobel. So I grew up watching that.
Naturally.
I would love to do lacrosse.
I think
lacrosse would be fun to do play-by-play for.
You know, hockey would be so fast. I think that'd be one of the tougher ones to do because the line changes and everything that happen. But it'd be fun. It'd just be so fast.
Yeah. Well, we all know that when you're in a game that is not very competitive, you have to find ways to fill. Nobody does it better than Vern Lundquist. He filled time in a very bad football game between Alabama, which was killing LSU last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
He also took a shot at a peer of his in the broadcasting industry, and he took a shot at an opposing network in one fell swoop. That fat little old man is quite crafty. I have to give him credit.
among those who have remained despite the rain. Clapping her hands, A.J. McCarron's mom, Dee Dee Bonner. And just to the left, his girlfriend, Catherine Webb. And they watch now as A.J. McCarron may or may not make another appearance on the field.
That's it? That's all you're going to say?
You're darn right. I don't work for that four-letter network. Discretion. Fourth and 28.
Shots fired.
That four-letter network.
Down goes Musburger. Down goes ESPN. Somebody get Vern. He's killing everybody.
Oh, he just ate another burger.
Unbelievable.
He just went Happy Gilmore on ESPN, verbally.
That was cold, dude, to take a shot at poor Musburger. I mean, it's fine to take a shot at ESPN if you're a CBS guy. That's cool. I understand that. But come on, man.
But not Musburger. I like that guy.
I do, too. He's a lovable creature who looks bizarre in a sport coat.
And I think Vern Lundquist is that guy that sits in the corner and goes,
well, yeah,
when girls
chortle,
come by.
The chortle.
Yeah.
Wally saw her, too.
Supplement is being given out to listeners in